So, how we can have a renunciation life outside of the monastery? I mean, because when you are outside, you have all of these things happening around, you know, the material things and so many things. So, you cannot renounce to everything because you are inside there, inside that world. If you go into a monastery, then you are out. But when you are inside of this world and you want to have a renunciation life, how you can do it?
You don't have to renounce everything, at least renounce something. It's just like you do it a little bit at a time. And it's as you gain some confidence and clarity, then you start making sense of what's actually helpful, what's useful. Because that's that sense of the renunciation providing a certain simplicity in one's life. And I mean that's the great bane of modern life is just how complicated it is. So just learning how to or experimenting and trying, you know, what happens when I renounce or give up this? How do I do it? How do I work with that? How do I try it out? So it's an experiment, and using it as a training to see. And some things will work, and some things might not work. But it's this being willing to learn from that.